Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Silicon Valley is expanding further into artificial intelligence. Details on a new Microsoft acquisition coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. When you type words on a smartphone keyboard, there are apps that predict what you will type next. The apps rely on predictive technology, part of a growing industry called artificial intelligence, or AI. Microsoft has announced that it will buy TouchType, the company behind SwiftKey. SwiftKey is an app that uses predictive technology to make typing on a smartphone easier. The Financial Times said the deal was worth around $250 million. Here to talk about Microsoft's acquisition is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Sarah, this deal is the latest by major Silicon Valley companies looking to get into the business of artificial intelligence. Why is it such a hot industry?
Artificial intelligence was a niche field, but it's really grown, and a lot of companies, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, Google parent Alphabet, are on the prowl for academics and companies doing work in the field. They see it as the future of communication in terms of, for example, in this case with the SwiftKey acquisition by Microsoft, a way to use predictive technology to simplify typing on mobile keyboards. Think about Siri, for example. That's one of the early examples of using artificial intelligence to provide information very quickly and to understand what people are trying to get at. That's where the predictive part of it comes in. So there's a lot happening, and there's many applications that we have yet to see that companies are looking into, and it should be really interesting over the next few years to see what comes out of it.
It's interesting. You write here that Apple purchased the startup called Emotient, which uses AI to recognize people's emotions and facial expressions.
It's just, you know, one of these many examples of ways that you can use artificial intelligence. So by reading analyzing facial expressions, it's not really clear what Apple plans to do with it yet, but it was primarily sold to advertisers to help assess, you know, viewer reactions to their ads. Doctors have also tested it to interpret signs of pain among patients that really can't express themselves. There's also a case of a retailer that's used it to monitor shoppers' facial expressions in store aisles. So you could imagine that depending if you could read someone's expression, you might be able to alter the kind of content you show them online or the way, in a retail store, the way you greet somebody or the types of products you might show someone or not show someone. So the applications are pretty broad and a lot of possibilities.
So is this a pretty significant acquisition for Microsoft? What exactly is SwiftKey?
SwiftKey is, if you notice how normally when you type on your smartphone, you kind of peck at the letters, you know, each one at a time. And what SwiftKey's app does is you take your finger and sort of swipe. So if you're typing the word hat, you would just take that your finger would go from H to A to T without lifting off the keyboard. It would just move. And it's basically, even as you're doing it, it's guessing what the word is. You wouldn't even have to go very far. You would start typing a word. Maybe you're typing the word monster, and you type in M-O-N-S, and it kind of pops up the word as you're just scrolling along. So it saves. It's meant to save time and improve accuracy, autocorrecting mistakes, and avoid spelling errors. And in fact, the company that makes SwiftKey says it saved some trillions of hours in time for people by using this product.
You write here it saves an estimated 10 trillion keystrokes across 100 different languages.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, across all users. But if you think about it, if you're trying to type very quickly and you don't have a lot of time, what it aims to do is help you get the words out fast and accurately. And we all know what happens when you misspell things and the autocorrect is wrong. It could lead to some embarrassing results. So getting that right is really important. That's where the predictive technology comes in.
I've already been corrected via email on misspellings. So, and it's a fairly common item. The SwiftKey is apparently used on millions of smartphone devices.
More than 300 million iOS and Android devices, according to the company, which has been around since 2008. So not a very long time, and it's got racked up a lot of users.
Sarah E. Needleman, thank you for joining the podcast.
All right, my pleasure.
For the latest updates, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WSJ.com. We're also online at WSJ.com/podcasts and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Thanks for listening.